and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There is no doubt that everybody is learning a lesson or two, or three or more, from this pandemic. Maybe it's the importance of sanitary living, or maybe it's all about money. Our next guest says that there are certainly some financial planning lessons that have become much more important. Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner. She's also a principal and director of financial planning at Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Joy, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
I'm just going to imagine that when we're talking about lessons learned here, that maybe number one is to expect the unexpected.
Yes, we can see from this crisis how quickly our world has turned upside down with very little warning. So lesson number two would be to be sure that you have an emergency fund. We recommend that people have at least 3 to 6 months' living expenses readily available, and we also recommend that business owners in particular have a line of credit in place for emergencies.
Well, now, speaking of credit, I imagine that's another lesson we can learn from all of this, is maybe to get a good grip on our debt levels so that they don't end up causing some issues.
Yes. Not having any credit card debt would be ideal, but if you do need to charge things on a credit card, pay off that debt every month. Don't have it carry over month after month, and only charge what you can afford to pay off every month. And that also leads me into another lesson, which is less is better, realizing the difference between needs and wants. And many people have been surprised with how little they actually need and can get by with.
And I guess there's a little more value on the virtue of patience.
Yes, that's right. We've all had to learn to have a lot more patience during this crisis. Not panicking over the downturn and the volatility in the market has been especially important. The market will come back. We just don't know when. I heard this expression somewhere, and I thought it was very good. People don't make good decisions when they're drunk or panicked. So don't let short-term events cause you to make a long-term financial mistake. The phrase that we're hearing a lot now is, don't touch your face or your 401k, and that is very, very true. Now is an excellent time to get with your financial advisor and make a financial plan if you don't already have one. We found that people who have a financial plan tend to be less anxious and worried. They're more confident to stay the course, and it gives them a surety and peace of mind.
Now, how about legal documents? I imagine that this is a pretty important lesson that many people may have learned, and that they've discovered with this health crisis that there are a lot of legal papers that they don't have in order yet.
Absolutely. And this pandemic came on so quickly, and many people became ill in a very short period of time. It was not uncommon for some people to be walking around healthy one day and almost literally the next day be on a ventilator and fighting for their life. So it is critical to have all of your legal documents up to date ahead of time, and that would be wills, durable power of attorney, health care power of attorney, and a living will. I think the biggest lesson, if I could summarize all of this, that we've learned during this crisis is that it has jolted us out of complacency. It's easy to become complacent and put things off when times are good, but our world was turned upside down so quickly, you can't buy fire insurance when the house is on fire. So now is the time to get your affairs in order with a financial plan, a budget to see if you can cut back and build up that emergency fund, pay off credit cards every month, and get your legal documents in order. It's really not a matter of if, but when the next crisis will occur. So use this pause time to take advantage and be prepared so that you can have greater peace of mind.
Well, Joy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner, principal, and director of financial planning at Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.